THC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
Hello. This devotional is titled How to Dream and Birth Your Dream in Reality, authored by Dunamis and Sophia Okunowo. And he dreamed yet another dream. Genesis 37 verse 9, King James Version. Close your eyes. Dream. You are just waking up in the morning. It is 10 years time. What is your room like? Dream. Definitely, it shouldn't look like the room you're occupying now. We are talking about 10 years time. What is your bedroom like? What type of bed? Is it still the 2.5 by 6 campus bed? It shouldn't be. Okay, you just woke up. There has to be somebody by your side. You shouldn't be single by then, should you? What type of spouse is beside you? Is it the one you look at his or her face and you start to speak in some sweet tongues of thanksgiving, or you feel like shouting the blood of Jesus? What will your waking moment be in some 10 years' time? Is it given to God in thanksgiving or announced with a resounding his? Any time for devotions? Okay, so you go ahead to brush your teeth. What kind of toothpaste? Maxam? Now you want to take your bath. What type of towel? You shouldn't be dreaming of the one you're using now. What type of bathroom? The type you have to hold the wall with one hand lest you slip? Or in a jacuzzi? Now you're dressing up. What kind of clothes are you putting on? Ready to have breakfast? What kind of food? Some tea? Is it bongo tea? Alright, on the way to work. Imagine it, you shouldn't be walking to the bus stop. It should be to the garage to engage one of your rides. Which type of machine are you taking to work? Is it chauffeur driven? What is your house like? The environment? On and on. You should learn to dream. Dreaming can be powerful. You can either be dreaming of your future or be preoccupied with the present in your mind. You cannot be engaged with visualizing the future while it is also filled with lustful thoughts. Dreaming with the eyes of God becomes difficult when your mind is riddled with pornographic thoughts. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16, King James Version. On the outward, things may not be looking good, but you must renew your inward man with God's word by dreaming of God-given pictures in your mind. Verse 17 says, For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. This means whatever I am going through right now as a child of God will work out for my good at the end of the day. The devil thought he is destroying me, but God will turn it together for my good. The devil thought he is fixing me when the relationship got broken, but God allowed it in order that the real spouse can show up. You see, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. My ex was handsome, but now God has brought me not only a handsome man, but also anointed to the teeth. When he smiles, you fall under the anointing. The last verse says, Why would look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen? For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, King James Version. I must quit seeing the things of the present only and find a way to dream, to look and concentrate on the things that are not seen. I must not be preoccupied with my situation and present experience, but must be able to travel into the future and build up my expectation of where God is taking me. You see, the future you can see is the reality you will eventually find yourself. Dream, and if you find the dream raptured somehow, take a cue from Joseph, for the scriptures says that he dreamed yet another dream. Keep dreaming about the pictures God places in your heart and never allow dream killers to negotiate you out of the greatness that God is taking you to. Confession for the day. I am a dreamer. My dreams will come to pass. Prayer for the day. Lord, show me the future you are taking me into and help me to receive it in Jesus' name. Thought for the day. Every detail works to your advantage and to God's glory. More and more grace, more and more people, more and more praise. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 15, Message Translation. Action plan for the day. Disconnect from dream killers. Thank you and God bless you. This devotional was read by Adebola Ayoade.
This is KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.